Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Night Zone. This is Live Events. In the dead of night, when thine winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, and mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of the Night Zone.
I am your host, Colin Knight.
Have you locked your doors? Are your windows secured? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner under Dr. Doreen Virtue, Ph.D.
David Baker, psychic medium in the Night Zone.
David will be taking your calls live in the Night Zone tonight.
Due to the subject matter of tonight's show, parental discretion is advised.
And if you don't mind me going off track a little bit, do you have, there's a strong male spirit behind you with a fairly good personality for sure behind you tonight, Colin?
Welcome to the Shadows
of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of the Night Zone. I am your host, Colin Knight. It's live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, home of the Calgary Stampede and the greatest outdoor show on earth. Make a point of checking out, Googling the Calgary Stampede for your next great summer's adventure. I believe I have with me on the line David. Are you with me, David?
Yes, Colin, I am, and I had a hard time getting connected, but I'm here.
Excellent, excellent. Just hang in there, David. Let me do some promo over you, because we have had a difficult time getting you. So this is a little different how we're pulling this off tonight, but as long as we get the message out, all that counts. At the top of the show, we have a disclaimer, a parental advisory, in fact. And when I was checking the show info, guys, I questioned the need for the advisory, and apparently this has got nothing to do with David or the upcoming guest, but the information which may be made available by mature discussion on our phone lines, which will be live tonight, and we all know what live phone lines can bring. So I've accepted that as the reason for the parental advisory, but please do not be under any assumptions that there will be mature verbiage in the room tonight, because David does not play that game, neither do I. Tonight, David Baker, psychic medium, is back with us. Welcome back to the Night Zone, David.
Thank you, Colin. It's wonderful to be here.
David, I asked you back tonight, specifically since the last show, but more poignantly, we got together somehow. We must have been on the same track and the same signal, because I asked you back tonight because a number of my listeners that have contacted us have a base question that needs to be answered, and somebody needs to have that message out there. So why does it appear that the world is turning so negative of late? What's that all about?
My take and my opinion from my knowledge, which is a good possibility that it could be perhaps maybe two major things. One is that the law of the universe, and the Earth included, is a perfect natural law. The Earth is evolving like we are, and as is the universe, infinitely evolving continuously. And during the evolution process, things go in phase and out of certain phases, like a tree growing, getting destroyed perhaps by a forest fire, and new seedlings coming again, being fruitful and multiplying and making a beautiful new forest. Perhaps that's one of the things happening with the Earth. It could be going through like a type of a cleansing as well. And after the storm, there's going to be peace and calm. That's one of my takes. There's an additional take that other people might believe in, religious people and other well-studied people may believe that before mankind, God created the angels. And one of the highest angels, the most powerful, closest angels to God was, I believe, Lucifer was the name. Correct me if I'm wrong. And this, the power that he had, he wanted to have more power than God. So there's a great battle in heaven, and he lost, and they were all banished to another dimension. They retained their powers, but they cannot rise up and, you know, bother human beings, you know, because human beings were created later on.
Right.
Unless human beings invite them here, or they could influence human beings, and or if there's a lot of human beings doing bad stuff, it brings out this negativity as well, and it perpetuates.
Right.
And so, those are two causes, I think. That's a possibility.
Right, but what I'm trying to get my head around, David, and this is bringing everything down to a very mortal being of humans, but I'm trying to understand why a Florida man going through a divorce allegedly kills his two children, or a Florida's baby's disappearance, they have a person of interest. What sickness attaches themselves to these minds that is this a demonic spirit? Is this the negative side of spiritualism?
There's a great possibility. I've known from working with mentally ill people for years that a great percentage of them, maybe even as much as half, and a lot of clinical psychologists, psychiatrists, scientists and doctors are starting to notice this as well, that perhaps a great percentage of mentally ill people are not mentally ill, but actually have some type of spirit, negative spirit attachment or possession, whether it's a full-time possession or a transient possession, which means it comes in and out to serve its purpose when it needs to. And that's the only thing I can think of that could cause any human being to do something like that. I would say that that person, in the beginning, before something happened to them, loved, supported, propagated, had a family, everything was wonderful. Something must have happened somewhere along the line to cause that to happen and for him to do that. The most darkest, most evil does come from the dark side, and that's the only explanation that I could come up with as well.
Right. Yeah, I do understand the story of Lucifer being once being an angel and being cast out because of his evil ways. I do understand that, and that's where the fight of good and evil has originated in mankind and has been turned into a religious edict in order to try and keep that message alive, I guess, that there are evil demonic spirits as well as there are angelic spirits in this world.
That is correct. And what people don't understand, that good and bad is natural, even though they're both different sides of the same coin. we learn and grow from experience here on the earth plane. In the ether of God's love and light, there's nothing but love, and there's still learning there. However, it's not like it is here on the material world. Here is a school where there's growth, and without tragedy, there's not any lessons learned. The spirit cannot grow and come into itself. We cannot evolve. It may not seem like the best answer, but that's all I can come up with. Because if it was bliss down here, then our creator might as well make us puppets on the string. What's the use? You see what I mean? So the idea is to learn and grow from this, to try to overcome the negativity, to learn love, and to help others to overcome all of these things.
Well, I was in communication many, many years ago with a good friend of mine who was dying of cancer. And towards the end of his cancer, he said to me, he said, "I can't wait." And I said, "Wait for what?" He said, "An end to this." And I says, "Well, that's kind of a negative way of looking at things, isn't it?" He said, "But you don't understand. Earth is evil. This is hell. I'm moving forward from here." And that kind of rocked me. I think I was about 19 or 20 years old when he said that. And that rocked me pretty good.
I can understand his perspective, although I do not totally agree. But at his point, I see his point.
Yeah.
But my point is, God created this as a paradise for us, and he created us in his or her image, and the earth is similar to the other side, only not as beautiful. But he did give us a beautiful place, and through free will, we have caused diseases, we have caused pollution, we have caused wars, and all these different things. And sure, if we do get some terrible illness like that, we learn and grow from that, even though we may not understand it at that time. Then when he does cross over, like he stated, he will no longer be in pain. He'll be free of his illness completely. So you see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I do understand that understanding. And I can understand why he would feel that way, because it would appear in all indications that life had dealt him a real set of poor cards, and hadn't given him the opportunities that he probably deserved more than others. So yes, I can understand the bitterness towards the end, but the actual thought of it, that possibly, you know, there is a heaven and there is an earth and there is a hell, and the hell is what we make it. And to many people, that could be actually earth. That could be today's world is hell for them. And maybe by their own making, but it is still hell.
Well, it's a struggle. When you're in love and light, when you see colors that you couldn't possibly imagine here, when you hear music that you could never experience here, when you feel love that's greater than you've ever felt during your happiest moments on that side, then you suddenly come here, now you've got a casing, a body. This body gets cold. This body has to eat. This body has to work. So then we're kind of blocked from the other side of everything that we know. Now we have to use our intelligence and our intuition to decide. Am I going to try to do something good and make my house, grow some food, and help people? Or am I going to take these feelings at me because I can't handle them and just beat somebody up and take their stuff instead and make it easy on me? Free will, the choice is yours.
Right.
You make this earth heaven or hell.
Right. And with all the negativism that's going on of late, do you think that people have just been beaten down, that they need a recharge or a re-certification of belief? Do you think we'll come into that?
I believe that every time a great wave of negativity comes over the earth here, that perhaps not totally everybody is affected by it, but the great majority of people are. It makes us take a second look at the blessings of our life that we have and how we could choose to turn the negative into a positive. With some people, it's a greater battle than another, and I really send my heart out to them. But we must strive and never give up and have faith and move forward. Don't be stuck in the dark. Mm-hmm. It's not forever, and eventually things will get better.
And I'm with you on that. And speaking of getting better, I'm getting the plug already. We'll be right back.
Davey Baker, psychic medium in the Night Zone.
Nostradamus foresaw not one, but three Antichrists.
Nostradamus and the Antichrist, code-named Mavis, with John Hogue in the Night Zone.
In this part of Lincolnshire, the skyline is dotted with huge wind turbines, but today one of them isn't turning. People who live nearby say that it was hit by a UFO. Residents remember being woken in the early hours of Sunday morning by a huge crash. When the sun came up, one of the turbines was bent and broken.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. KVNM Talk. Phone lines are open 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
David Baker, psychic.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Locked your doors. Are your windows secure? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
And we're live in the Night Zone with David Baker tonight. And David, it may be possible that we will have difficulties with the phone lines. We're not completely sure what's going on, but I know you had difficulties calling in, so we may still experience those difficulties. So until I see a couple of calls light up on the board, we'll just blah, blah, blah between ourselves. How's that?
That's wonderful. And sometimes negativity does get in the way, but we have to fight it.
Absolutely, absolutely. As we look at negative spirits, David, now I know you've been doing an investigation on negative spirits and its effects on the world for an upcoming project, which we'll leave up to you what you say about it, but their effect on society, and then you mix that with the edicts and religious organizations, the spirit mix that is conjured up is a very dangerous suit, don't you think?
Definitely. Would you like me to say a few things about that?
If you wish, by all means.
There is, unfortunately, there's the great person, Ed Warren, and his wife, Lorraine Warren. She's also a psychic. And Ed Warren is now deceased, but he has some good books out. He was definitely a ghost investigator. He's pretty much the one that started that in the United States, and he documented everything he did. And he has many, many witnesses, clergymen, professionals, psychiatrists, doctors, so forth and so on, and all of his many hundreds of cases. And then his nephew, John Zappas, is also following in his footsteps doing the same thing. And according to them, because they're highly experienced, I'm not, they state that possession, for example, is up several 100% as of recent decades. They say because there's too many books available, black magic, black witchcraft. Now, white witchcraft and Wiccan is supposed to be good, which is all right, but I'm talking about some people who practice Satanism, black magic, or some type of black conjuring, really call up negative spirits and ask them to give them power so they can get women, money, or some whatever thing that they do, and that's a great mistake for them to do that, because whenever they do that or play with a Ouija board, for example, without taking proper precautions and just inviting anybody in, many, many times they're successful and they can't get rid of it. And what happens is those dark spirits may grant them some favors, but then it's time for them to collect. Usually sooner than the practitioner expects, and usually they come at it with a freight train and keep wearing them down. There's also places where there's bad spirits that people might move into because of some activities in the past. And a person, how the dark spirits work is, first they come into them, which is called infestation. They may start noises around their house, things moving or disappearing, scratches, marks on their body, bad dreams, unable to sleep. If the persons start talking in different languages or swearing at a particular time, their personality is different, and you look at them, and their eyes look different, or their eyes are absolutely not blinking, those are all signs of possession. I tell people, don't play with that stuff, because it's just really, really the worst thing that you could ever imagine.
Now, although I am not a believer as of yet, I have been told that the Ouija board is more of a portal, a door to other creatures or other dimensions that can cause some pretty nasty effects on the human being.
It can be even more complicated than that. There are certain avatars a professional practitioner could use on a Ouija board, and what they do is they draw a circle of protection, put candles up, draw a pentagram, make invocations, use a special ceremonial dagger, and cut into the air a circle, additional circle of protection. And people think, well, how can that be? Because when you make that here, there's a duplicate of that in the astral plane. Whatever you do here, there's a duplicate of it there. And additionally, they open up certain gates and call certain names to open up each gate to bring forth certain sprites or earth or elemental type spirits through invocations to bring them out. That I won't go into detail, and I won't mention any names because I don't want to, but it can get really deep. But it doesn't matter if they use a Ouija board, a pendulum, through dowsing, anything you do, they can just sit there and talk and open up this type of gate. And I'm telling you that they don't even have to use any tools at all. They can do it if they open themselves up to these things. All those things need is an invitation. And it's well, I didn't believe it either, but after I started doing research, it's well documented that these nasty things exist.
So these nasties exist, but there are also the counter side of that. There are also angels of good spirit that are also constantly fighting this evil manifestation or this infestation, right?
That is correct. And we're pretty well protected against the dark side. They're not allowed to come to our space. That's... Somebody invites them to that, but if we don't, we just live, you know, a wonderful life. We have love in our hearts, and we're just striving for good. You know, most of the human beings here on Earth are safe. It's just the people that start dabbling the other way is where, through free will, you're inviting something that you shouldn't even think about.
Right. So what would you say are the good angels? How would you identify a good angel as opposed to a fallen angel? And I think that's about the best way of explaining who the devil's chariot children are fallen angels or perpetuated from a fallen angel society, right?
Right. Well, the good angels, I always get a good feeling, a warm feeling from them. And since I have the ability to see, I see white light or gold light around them, I know they're good. I feel good. The dark side is dark. You can feel chills or fear, anything that just it doesn't feel good, it just doesn't feel right, and the energy is gray or black. The highest is the devils, and usually their connection to them is rare because they usually use their minions, the demons, the minor negative entities, which are, of course, non-human, I'm talking about, not the negative human spirit that's tied, that's a mass killer. I'm talking about the inhuman spirits, which are, those have the power of angels too. They never lost their power, but they're blocked from us. Unless through free will, we bring them in. But if you have not a good feeling at all, even less than 1% of not a good feeling about any being, including any type of angel, then I wouldn't mess with it. But a good angel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Jophiel, Chamiel, or any of your guardian angels, they always give you a beautiful, warm, safe, loving feeling. A person that's not sensitive like I am, if they think about their angels, they can also feel it too.
Right. So those angels that you have mentioned, they would be the key angels, the guardian angels, if you will, the head honchos of their organization, if you will?
Yes. Yeah, the archangels, specifically Archangel Michael, is in charge of all the angel realm and the dominions of the angels. And under him, he has other archangels and then minor angels. And if you ask an angel for help, but you need a healing, Archangel Michael will assign Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, to help you. If you need protection, you can call upon Archangel Michael. In addition, let's say if you're afraid of flying, and you're fear of flying, and you feel that Archangel Michael is not enough, you can ask him to bring 100,000 angels to bring the aircraft safely to his destination, which I've done. And somebody asked me, well, how can I get that many angels? You know, there's so many humans and so many angels assigned to humans. And I told them, because there's an infinite amount of angels for anybody to have access to, because God's love is infinite for us. So feel free to ask. Normally, angels will not act. They're waiting for you to ask through free will to help you, because they won't just jump in to help you because you have free will for them to help you or not. The only exception is if you're about to die in a train crash and it's not your time, then the angel has a right to come in, step in, and save your life.
But only if it's not your time.
Only if it's not your time. Or it's a possibility that you can ask for angelic help when you see the inevitable coming to you, and can help that way too. It's happened. People had some amazing angel stories.
Yeah, I have heard a number of them, and I've got to tell you, they definitely warrant some further look at. Speaking of my time, we're right on the mark tonight, boy. Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. It is a certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner, and a Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return.
The phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Or if you are a registered listener for the Night Zone webpage, click the blue chat button and join us in the virtual studio. From there, it is merely a click away.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVAD Mtor.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past over loved ones. He is a certified medium.
David Baker, psychic medium. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Boy, that seems to be a long promo. I don't know if it's just me, but that seemed to go on forever. But I'm glad we're back. We do have with us David, David Baker, psychic medium. And we're talking about angels and the realm of angels. And David, you've done quite an extensive study in this area regarding the spiritual and angels. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, I'm going to read this from my facts, answers, and questions area on my website, because I do have information about that, Ouija boards, links, and so forth. Briefly, just to clear up a lot of questions that people are thinking of right now, archangels are managers overseeing our guardian angels. They are one type of the nine choirs of angels, which are angels, archangels, principalities, powers, virtues, and dominions, thrones, cherubim, and seraphim. Compared to our guardian angels, archangels are very large, loud, and powerful, yet they are also extremely loving and egoless. Archangels will also assist us if we ask. The angels say that you do not have to pray to them, but merely ask for their assistance. When you ask angels for help, keep in mind that they will not help you win the lottery or harm someone. They will only perform out of love and compassion, not gain, hate, or negativity. Whenever I do readings or need backup, I call upon the archangels.
Interesting. Interesting that they are there for the life lessons, if you will. They are not there to make you rich. They're not there to make sure your job is successful. They are there for your spiritual side as opposed to your physical side.
That's correct, and people can make another mistake. I had a client that asked angels for help, but she kept repeating her mistakes because she couldn't get past the mistakes, and she said, why aren't the angels helping me? And I told her that, you know, you're getting angelic help and they're helping you improve, then you go back, step back again, repeating your faults, and you're doing that to yourself. So until you really want to get over it for sure, the angels are waiting in the wings to help you, but they're not helping you right now because you keep falling back on purpose, I suppose, or through bad habits.
And let me just say to our audience out there that the phone lines are open, 347-324-3287. However, there has been reports that there's been difficulty getting into that line. So we do hope that if you are calling, please continue to make that attempt, and we will try and correct whatever errors may be done at this end to make sure that you can get on the air. So we have spiritual guides, if you will. These are angels to protect us. How would a person call them? Is it just by prayer, or is there a manifestation you have to go through?
Not necessarily. A person can pray in prayer. That will definitely make a connection through a person's free will. Then we sit down and just talk to them in their minds, call upon the angels, and the appropriate angels will be, they will already know what you want, and they will assign somebody to listen to you, and they will help you out. You just have to believe in it and know it and ask for the help with love, and it will happen.
Right. Kudos coming out of our virtual studio, Deva, from Mother Hen. That states a lot of vampire shows on TV and movies. It is nice to hear about angels tonight. So it does make a nice change. Last week we attempted to do a Halloween vampire show, which was an absolute technical disaster. which took us right off the air for several days until we got everything organized. So I don't think we're going to touch that one again.
I think that we made a point already about negativity and what it can do when we're trying to do something good, how it can interfere with us. So we don't need to give that too much power. What we need to give power to is love, hope, and the angels.
Right. I'm just receiving another from Virtual Studio, and the caller says, I recently was diagnosed with a medical problem, and I had given up. I got a nudge from the angels not to give up. Now I find myself getting my life back together. And that's pretty impressive.
That's proof positive right there.
That's pretty impressive. So we can use either prayer or meditation or summon those angels within our mind, and we will make the connection so that we can receive whatever glory they can give us, given the cause and events, I guess, is the best way to say it, right?
That's right. And we can also use it for somebody else as well, too. Now, through free will, what I do is, I'm not sure if the person's meant to experience something negative, but if they're going through something bad, I'll just say, you know, God's will be done, but send angels to help anyway if it's meant to be. And, you know, if it's meant to be, that person will be helped. If they're meant to pass on, for example, then maybe they won't be saved because they're meant to pass on, but at least the angelic help will help them have an easier passing. So they still get positive effects no matter what. It doesn't hurt to call upon them because there's no charge for it.
Right. Now, calling upon your angels or the spirit guides or however you want to call upon it, this is very much like the Native American Native beliefs of each item has a manitou, has a spirit, and that spirit is, if it's in harmony, that's one thing, but if it's not in harmony with you, then that manitou tends to kind of have an angry spirit. And that would kind of fall in line with the realm of angels, an idea, wouldn't it?
To a certain extent, but the Creator has created everything, and everything, good and bad, we're all part of the Creator, and there's like a yin and yang balance there, and everything has energy. Everything, every material thing has energy, and you know where that energy came from. And sure, there's good and bad balances in it. Usually people can sense if something is good or not good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's angelic help there, yes. There's different realms. There's nature spirits. The Indian believe in certain animal guides to help them. And we have human guides to help us in addition to angels to help us. So basically most of the people's guides are actually experienced teachers from the other side that come in to help us, but we also have a team of angels around us as well. That's where some people get confused, but you could say our guides are also our guardian angels because they also protect us as well.
Right. Now, as we seem to be experiencing trouble with the phones, we are receiving a number of questions through our virtual studio. So remember, these are the questions coming from our callers, David, and not directly from me, but the question is, how can I ask angels to help me with the gift of conceiving a baby?
Ask the angel that you want to conceive this beautiful baby and create a new life, and the goal is to bring more love into the world and to help you, you know, bond with this new love and help this new baby. And there could be much beautiful benefits from having this wonderful child, which is a gift of our Creator. And these angels work with me and help make this manifest in a healthy and loving way and help it come soon. That's all I have to do.
Wow. Well, I hope that answered your question. As far as the conceiving a baby is concerned. And congratulations, David. You manipulated your way through that very politically. I think I would have tripped over my tongue a few times trying to explain how an angel would be able to help you with such a cause. I believe if it's meant to be, it will be. If the universal time clock has made it what it is, then it, I think it will be. Man's ability to control destiny seems to be something we need to be able to do, and yet we cannot control what has already been put into motion for us, I don't think.
There's a bigger picture to this role. We can control destiny through free will to a certain extent. But everything that we can do on this earth, you have to remember, is limited. We are in a limited world, dimension, environment, because there are certain things that must be done. So there is a limit to everything here. And all I can say to that is, as long as we strive to improve things, to manage things, to make things better so bad things don't happen,
right,
that's all we can do. Can't go wrong with that.
So let me ask you this then, David. If a person that has such a negative attitude about life and his job and all of the things around him, if he carries that weight of negativity, how does a person protect themselves or alter that person's perception of life? How do you go about doing that? Or do you just protect yourself and allow that person to wallow in that darkness?
It depends if one feels they should be involved with the other person. Once they're deep in negativity, that's all they're going to see, and that's the only way they're going to be at the current time until they change their mind to try to do something else. After all, there's no charge for trying a nicer way, but they have to believe in that first. And if somebody is nearby and receiving these negative vibes, surround yourself with love and white light and create a mental barrier of love and light around you, like a psychic barrier, and tell your angels you only want love to come in and not negativity, and you want to be shielded against that. And then when this negative person comes around, send them a vision of pink light and love, white light or love or anything good toward them. Never send them any negative thoughts, because it just gives it more power. Don't give up. And eventually that person will start to lighten up. You will see a change, at least when they come around you.
Right. So hopefully they would be affected by my positive awareness.
That's correct. I had a young lady in the office was telling me about this negative person. So I told her to do the same thing. She said in a couple of days, for the first time ever, he came to her desk and started telling her jokes and laughing, and everything was wonderful. And, you know, I've heard many examples of that. You have to believe in it, of course, and it really does work.
Yeah.
Because it's energy, and energy is tangible, not intangible, because energy is noticeable.
Right. And the reason I ask is because I have been susceptible to this one person for about 10 months with this negative energy. And I've always come with the idea that it's not my cross to bear. But it is now permeating. It is starting to affect and starting to change the surrounding of things. And that bothers me. And I find myself turning negative in order to somehow protect myself. And I know I should be turning positive. But how do you push away from that negative energy, David?
You take your power and you say, I am who I am, and I'm love, and I'm a teacher, and I'm a healer. Because actually you are, by your shows here, you're giving a lot of people information that makes them feel better. And that's who you are, and that's who you're going to be. Any negativity that comes my way, it's going to bounce off me, because I'm not going to change or let anything affect me. I got love and light around me, and eventually that power is going to die down, because I'm not going to stop being who I am, and I'm not going to let that bother me. I'm going to march ahead, because I'm blessed, I'm happy, and everything's going to be fine. And that'll take away a lot of that power, and eventually it will diminish. It will not affect you. But you have to keep that mindset and faith. Very important.
Yeah, I think the word faith, I think that is the answer, is the faith that I carry within me. Because I'm convinced the person is a good person. I just think that they have not been given the opportunity to be the positive person that they could be. maybe that sign, the half cup, half, the cup is half empty, half full kind of guy, you know? So maybe that's it. Tell you what, David, of course we're late, but we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Davey Baker, psychic medium in the Night Zone.
Nostradamus foresaw not one, but three Antichrists.
Nostradamus and the Antichrist, code-named Mabus, with John Hoagt in the Night Zone.
In this part of Lincolnshire, the skyline is dotted with huge wind turbines, but today one of them isn't turning. People who live nearby say that it was hit by a UFO. Residents remember being woken in the early hours of Sunday morning by a huge crash. When the sun came up, one of the turbines was bent and broken.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. KVNM Talk. Phone lines are open 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
David Baker. Psychic medium, and we return.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religions of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
Program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVNM Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And tonight I am with David Baker. He's back in the Night Zone, bringing us his interpretation of the angelic realm and positive and negative spirits. So, David, as we move into the final 10 minutes or so, let's move forward a little bit on demonic possession and the inhuman spirits. There are a number of those that float around our world also.
Generally, they're always trying to find somebody that is really a negative person and feed off the energy that gives them power and attach himself to that to try and take their soul to win the victory against the Creator. Because anything that they do negative and blasphemous against the Creator is a victory for them, because they're totally against it. They don't want to come to light and improve themselves. And they are prey on those types of people, alcoholics, drug addicts, violent people, and make them worse if they take a foothold. There is infestation first, and second is oppression. That's when they've got a hold of them. And, you know, we just have to be the best we can be to avoid that stuff. But even if we're not, you know, we're still protected and everything, but there's certain people that, you know, are violent or criminally insane or whatever, they're really susceptible to that.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I came across a vagrant, a homeless person that I actually knew. And I had worked with this person several years earlier. And I asked the question, how did you get here? How did you get to where you are from who you were? And the person just looked at me with a very blank stare and said, God has forsaken me. Where do you go when somebody has that belief in their heart?
God has not forsaken them. God has given you the gift of free will. In jail, I tell people, oh, drugs, it's their fault. It's the fault of the drugs. It's not me. I'm a really good person. I said, well, God gave you gifts. When the person handed you that first drug, you knew, and don't tell me you didn't, you felt a guilt or a feeling or something that you knew that was a wrong step to take. Once it got a hold of you, and then you lost your job, and you ended up homeless and all that, that was a path through free will that you chose to get you there. So Don't blame it on the Creator, blame it on yourself, because you knew better, and that's what started something, unfortunately.
Right. Well, I did know that the guy happened to like Nevada tickets and the sports selects and those kind of things, and tended to gamble quite heavily. And that's probably the slippery slope that his family fell apart, and then he fell apart, obviously. And it's unfortunate to see people that lose so much over something so little. And yet they do. And let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, David mentioned it, and I hadn't mentioned it earlier, but David is also part of the California correction system and deals with the criminal elements on a daily basis, and still continues to have such a positive energy about him. And I'm proud to work with David.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you very much. Doesn't matter where I am, I'm going to treat others the way I want to be treated and try and give them a little something to take with them on their journey to help them look to another direction, and that direction is hope and positive change. And that's all I can do.
Right. So on demonic possessions, can they be exorcised? Can the demon be taken out of a human being? Or is that being a write-off to the angelic society or to the spirit world?
Whether people realize it or not, most major religions have exorcists, though their names are usually anonymous, and they go through advanced theological training. They study science and biology and history and a lot of stuff, and they're really good and usually really very faithful, pious people. They can do it. It depends on what degree a person is possessed to, how long and how much of a foothold that demon entity has in the person. And if they can be exorcised, sometimes it works once after the first time, and sometimes it may take many tries or many months or even many years for them to get rid of it.
Right. Have a question in the virtual studio, which we'll try and get to into the final 8 minutes here, David. Does the number 11 have anything to do with angels? For some reason, the number 11 follows me. This has been happening for at least 3 years.
The number 11 is, you know, like a lot of people say, they say their clock is 11-11,
right,
or certain specific numbers like that. Can I briefly tell you what the angels say that the number 11 means, and I think that's what they want. It says, pay attention to your repetitive thoughts and ideas as their answers to your prayers. This number also signifies a highly creative person who needs to avoid addictive behaviors. So that's just a little message from the angels to give them a heads up of something.
Interesting. I think I mentioned the last time you were on, David, I continue every Monday morning. Why Monday mornings, I have no idea. But every Monday morning at 3:33 a.m., I awake. And I look at the clock, and it is 3:33 a.m., and I feel like it's Groundhog Day, except nothing changes.
Can I read you what?
Yeah, sure.
What the angels say about 3:33?
Absolutely.
You've merged with the Ascended Masters, and they're working with you day and night on many levels. They love, guide, and protect you in all ways.
But only on Monday mornings.
Well, it's perhaps because we think that a Monday morning, in our perspective, is a new beginning of a new week. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're giving you some ammunition in your ammunition pouch to use for the whole week and to see how you've done the whole weekend, and start again the next week and see if you can do it even better.
Impressive. Well, I hope it's working, because it certainly has been a trying time this last few months. I've got to be honest about that. It's one of those one of those frustrating things. And of course, our friend down in the virtual studio, who always brings great information to the show, says, don't drive angry. Now, if you are in an angry spirit and you are on the freeway, you're asking for trouble, I think.
Yes, and I think that can get even worse. The energy can become more powerful instead of calming down, it just gets worse. Next thing you know, you cut somebody out, there's an accident, or somebody tries to run you off the road. I'm not like that. How did that happen? That's not like me. It's because they have to stop, take a deep breath, let it go. It's not important. Relax and get there safely. Don't cause something that's not worth it.
Right. So if a person has a negative spirit and they have existed in this negative spirit for so long, do they kind of magnetize themselves, if you will, and draw on more negative spirit? In other words, once they have started this shrouding themselves with negativism, do they draw negativism or do they repel it? You see what I'm trying to ask?
If that was happening to me and I realized it, I would fight it with everything I had. But if I didn't realize it or really didn't care, which could happen, then it would bring in more negativity and it would just build and build and build.
Yeah. Because I don't think I've ever gone to a job, with an anger or a disgust for being there. And that just fascinates me when I find people that have that mentality, that they really don't want to do or be or what they are. And they end up with this very black, dark type of persona about them.
That's true. I even see it in law enforcement, too. Some of them come either with there are problems from home and pick it out on other people, and it just gets worse. And not understanding or use it as a shield because they can't handle it on a different level. But that's the minority. The majority of people I know understand, leave everything behind and stay in profession and, you know, have a wonderful heart and do that. But there's the minority, even in other jobs, unfortunately, that does happen. And hopefully someday there'll be somebody that will make them realize that, you know, being negative, have a negative attitude, is like walking into a brick wall trying to get into another room and you just keep banging and banging and banging into it. Stop. Think about it. Think about something better. You'll find the door and get through and there'll be no problem. You'll feel better.
Right. So in the last couple of minutes here, I've got 2 minutes remaining. So I'll give you about 60 seconds here, David. What would you like to tell our audience until the next time they talk to you?
Right now, I think the major topic is many people are looking for jobs, homes, money, food, and there's many people getting sick and dying around us. There is a bigger plan that we cannot see, and they say, why me? I feel the victim. Let me just tell them, I've been homeless before and almost ended myself, but I turned around and I never gave up from then on, and I made it to where I am now. And that was many years ago. I say, never give up. Have faith that times will be better, you will be better, things will start to come back good again. Just never, ever give up. Otherwise, you lose the battle.
And we're with you, David. God bless you, David. Blessings on your household, sir. We have to get out of here.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Catch you back next week. Hey, guys. Got a minute? You know, I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. But for the grace of God, go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. It doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them.
Blessings upon your households. Good night.